Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It is always a pleasure to have you with me for another episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're coming from Psalms 51 through 53. We're coming from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. And let's pray so we can get started today. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come humbly before you, thanking and praising you, O God, for your mercy and your love and your kindness. Lord, we humble ourselves before your presence, even right now, recognizing, Lord, that without you, we would have been gone already. We would have lost things that we could not imagine. And we have already suffered so many losses that we can't even imagine having less than we do already. And whether that be in mind, soul, or in body, some things, some losses that we've sustained, Lord, we don't even know how to utter. Oh, Lord, and I've talked to so many. I just bring them all up before you even right now. Oh, Lord, some people feel like they've lost relationships. Some feel like they've lost their mind. Some feel like they're so overwhelmed by their circumstance, by everything that is happening, and everything is moving so quickly and happening all at once, and they just need you to stop the whirlwind, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, we present all of this and all of ourselves to the living God, the only true Savior among all men. Oh, Lord, we present all of this as we give you praise and glory for your mercy and your love and your kindness toward each and every one of us. We bless your name, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your grace, your unmerited favor toward each and every one of us, even right now. Help us, Lord God, going forward in this day. Help us. Sometimes we don't even know what to say. We don't know what to pray, and all we can say is help. So, Lord, help today each and every one of the listeners. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, you see and you know what the needs are in the midst of everyone. Some just need encouragement. Some just need you to let them know that they'll come out of this. They need you to move right now, Lord God. Oh, Lord, an answer. Oh, Lord, as only you can. Lord, you have a way of giving us comfort that nobody else can give us. You have a way of giving us peace that cannot possibly come from anywhere but except from your throne. You being the Prince of Peace, you are the epitome of peace itself. And we praise your name for peace right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for life right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for answers right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for simple solutions right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for lifting heads right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for removing conditions and afflictions and sicknesses right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we give you glory and we give you praise, we give you honor, oh God, as we come before you with everything, Lord God, all that we are, all of our relationships, all of our jobs, all of our mistakes, everything, we bring it to the God of our salvation. We bring it to you, Lord, so that you can help us, oh, Lord, to move forth out of this area into the next level so that you can heal us, Lord God, and make us whole and entire. Oh, God, we just bring it all to you today. Oh, Lord, as we read your word on today, we're asking that you open our minds and open our hearts to receive of your word, to receive of your spirit, to receive your direction, to receive your revelation on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, these words that we're reading on today, somebody, Lord God, is uttering them in their hearts even right now, oh, God. Hear us, Lord God. Oh, Lord, and heal us on today. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we give glory and honor to the God of our salvation on today. We thank the Lord. We thank Jesus. There is no other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. Accept the name of Jesus. Amen. Accept no substitutes. Only Jesus can save. Accept no substitute. Only Jesus can save. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. We're coming from Psalms 51 through 53 on today, and I'll start reading even now. Glory to God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sins. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found that you may be found just when you speak and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken, contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion. Build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings and with whole burnt offerings. Then they shall offer bulls on your altar. Why do you boast in evil, Almighty Man? The goodness of God endures continually. Your tongue devises destruction like a sharp razor working deceitfully. You love evil more than good, lying rather than speaking righteousness, Selah. You love all devouring words, you deceitful tongue. God shall likewise destroy you forever. He shall take you away and pluck you out of your dwelling place and uproot you from the land of the living, Selah. The righteous also shall see and fear and shall laugh at him, the man who did not make God his strength, but trusted in the abundance of his riches and strengthened himself in his wickedness. But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise you forever because you have done it. And in the presence of your saints, I will wait on your name, for it is good. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt and have done abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. God looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. Every one of them has turned aside. They have together become corrupt. There is none who does good. No, not one. Have the workers of iniquity no knowledge, who eat up my people as they eat bread and do not call upon God? There they are in great fear, who know where no fear was. For God has scattered the bones of him who encamps against you. You have put them to shame because God has despised them. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion when God brings back the captivity of his people. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. I have read and you have heard from Psalms 51 through 53 in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's hearers and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus.
God bless you. God anoint you in Jesus' name. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.